So some of the sorts of things that Odyssey does is some of the work in education settings in schools. Some of that's been in high schools. We've also developed some resources for primary teachers to embed in their curriculum for starting these conversations early. I personally travel around country Victoria, usually do about 10 or 15 sessions every year in football netball clubs with some high profile sporting celebs that get the kids in the door, and we do some education often around binge drinking and drugs. There's other sessions on bullying and body image and depression, suicide. So some of it's education, but we know that education on its own is a fairly limited in terms of actually changing people's behaviour. Sure, it gives them some information if it's credible and real to make some choices, but we also focus pretty heavily on developing life skills and helping young people determine what their goals are, to determine what steps and what things might get in the way, and to share their goals with their friends and to help each other be accountable for their goals. And I guess it's our belief that the evidence suggests that those are some of the things that are more likely to make the education around, you know, binge drinking and alcohol and drugs more likely to actually turn into behaviour change. So one of the benefits of some of the ways that we do that particular education sessions is that often the parents and their sporting coaches and clubs officials are there, and so some of the work we're actually doing says, look, this is not just about young people. The adults around you have modelled and continue to model all sorts of behaviours and attitudes, and there's a responsibility for sporting clubs around their responsible use of, many of them relied on alcohol for their fundraising, and there's programs now that that they can gain accreditation to be a good sports club where they'll reduce that use. They have responsible alcohol servicing policies, and you know, if I was choosing which footy or netball club to send my child to, I'd be sending one that's got the good sports logo, because I know that they take their responsibility around that seriously and are really working against the culture where all success is celebrated through getting pissed. And so, you know, we also talk about Facebook. At the moment, if you look at most young people's profiles on Facebook, there's alcohol or partying associated with that, even though for many young people that's a small part of the hours spent in their life. You don't see kids posting stuff around, you know, their academic or sporting success there. So their identity is not only shaped by those sorts of images, but it perpetuates this whole culture that alcohol's got to be at the centre of that.